Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Here we are.
West Side.
It's one collector word. Car storage.
Thank you, Spike. Welcome.
Matt Farah, one of the original Spike's Car Radio cast members, here with our newest guy, Johnny Lieberman. Zuckerman is away. Zuckerman's daughter. He actually raised a child that graduated college.
Congratulations.
Isn't that impressive?
What college? I've seen her.
Do we know
She's
what college?
Normal.
It's in North Carolina. It's a very prestigious school that I don't remember. Is Duke there?
Duke.
Yeah, Duke. Okay, it's Duke.
Duke, yeah.
It's a very nice place.
Huh?
Very nice place.
That's where
Kate
Nixon.
Zuckerman, congratulations on graduating and surviving your dad.
Yeah,
I suggest
that's where Nixon went to law school.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
Duke. It's
wow.
good for Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
Good
enough. There you
but
go.
But I met her. I couldn't believe like she was related to that
normal human.
That guy.
Yeah, normal human.
Anyway, your graduation advice for me is get away from your dad. Move as far away as you can.
Yeah. North Carolina's not far enough.
Otherwise, you will end up like him because we all end up like our dads, and you don't want to end up like Zuckerman Sr.
That's hilarious.
You are the good Zuckerman. You are the proud Zuckerman. And change your last name, too. I tell my kids.
You know, when they Google things.
I told my kids that I named them, I gave them middle names to replace their last name, to end the Ferriston confusion once and for all. Because nobody.
It's not Ferristine? Is that the confusion? What's the confusion?
It's not even that. I don't mind that.
It's made up.
People are always, you don't get accused of being Jewish, but you're Jewish. Like, I'm not. I'm an Irish citizen, but I'm a little Jewish. But it's not even that. It's the agony of having to spell my name eight times a day to the fast food guy, to anybody who's doing anything.
Yeah.
Today it was a doctor's appointment. Well, what? How do you spell it?
Yep.
Ferriston? And then you get there and it's Fernstein. I mean, it's whatever.
But like your father or grandfather made it up, right? Or changed
it. Yeah. He anglicized it.
Yeah.
My grandfather was a doctor and he was Jewish and he married an Irish girl. And that was something you didn't do back in the day, apparently.
According to who? I mean, like who had a problem with
the
that?
Irish.
The Jews or the Irish?
No, no, not that. Well, both. But the Irish were
had more of a problem.
No,
with
on
it.
My side of the family, it was the Irish Catholics.
They were
very upset.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, even when it came to my dad, who also married a Harney, so if Ferriston married a Harney, my grandparents.
Oh, was that the name? The last name? Harney?
Yeah, that was my mom's maiden name.
I thought it was a slur.
No.
No.
It's also
I
a
thought
slur.
It was like honky, but yeah, for Irish people.
It's also a slur now.
Grandpa married a Donovan, and then his son married a Harney.
Okay.
You see how history repeats itself?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I married. Eric is Irish, too, so she's a Sloan. So I guess the whole thing, it goes through there. But she's
just
also a little Spanish.
Just enough to give you a Jewy name. There's just enough
in
there.
Yeah, but it was enough. Even my dad's generation, my grandmother and grandfather almost did not go to the wedding. Because he was not Catholic.
Was
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're super Catholics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I mean, I had
crazy
a thing.
Shit.
Well, it's a long story, but basically my,
please
my
don't
cousin
tell
Bill.
It.
I'll make a very short feast, Mike. My cousin
Top
Bill,
line
his mom
it.
Says one day, just out of the blue, I have a terrible secret to tell you, and I'll only tell you on your deathbed, on my deathbed. So he's like,
then
so
she took off her green scarf
no,
and
no,
her
no,
head
no.
fell off.
No, he gets her drunk on cooking sherry, and she goes, your father was a Jew. And he
sherry.
Said, coming from where he came from, that was the equivalent of, like, your dad from Mars.
Yeah.
Just, he was like, again, like a British, but McAllister, there was some Irish there. And, it was like
I couldn't.
My grandfather, the one who was named Farah, is the only person at my grandfather, at my grandparent level, that is not a Jew. The Middle Eastern. And, like, I get emails all the time, like, from people in the Middle East that, like, see my videos or whatever, and they're like, Farah, like, you from Lebanon, and they try to speak, like, Arabic to me or whatever, like, maybe we have relatives, and I'm like, listen, like, it just happened to be the one guy that multiple generations ago is how we count our name following. Like, everyone else is a Jew from Poland. Yeah, what do you want? Yeah.
Right. I think, you know, from where, when I was a kid, it always looked like my Jewish relatives were having way more fun than I was.
Well, they, I mean,
the
Jews
Sunday school
Catholics,
was just
Jews versus Catholics. Jews are having way more fun.
Way
when they're
more
not
fun,
like
right?
being persecuted, right? The no, Catholics having... are having more fun when they're doing some persecuting.
when they're persecuting.
When they're inquisitioning, it's oh. like good yeah, fucking.
No,
time.
You're sitting there as a kid wrestling with this idea of original sin. What do you mean I'm bad? I'm bad? I was born bad?
Right. Yeah. And if you're Jewish, you're told how special you are, like 24 hours
oh
a day.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
When you're Jewish, it's like, don't disappoint me, and also, here's all the times we almost died.
Yeah. You do get, you're like, wait, why did the entire world want us dead? Well, they're all wrong.
They still want you
dead, Johnny.
But
you're wonderful. You're such a smart kid.
It has nothing to do with you.
Go win a spelling bee.
Anyway, we're excited to be here with you guys for another exciting episode of Spike's Car Radio. What are you guys drinking, Old Town Bourbon?
Four Roses single barrel.
Nice. Yeah.
It looks nice. It's delicious.
I've got one of my favorite Easy Soda ginger sodas, one of my favorite new brands, and a nice A Fuente cigar. These guys make an amazing ginger soda that's all natural with only 45 calories.
Spike brought
Leave
me
that
some.
Ad right in
I'll,
there.
I'll give you one. These are good. They're addictive.
Yeah, you get addicted to them really quickly. Yeah.
My case.
Yeah. This guy we know who follows us all on Instagram has been bringing by the cases. Rarely does something like that actually stick with us, and this actually sticks because I like a ginger beer when I smoke my cigar so it doesn't upset my stomach. Don't stop smoking cigars, Spike.
That's what that does?
Yeah.
It has a function, too?
A little sugar, kind of, if you get nauseous from cigars, some people do, a little sugar tamps down the nicotine. Just
well,
a little
it's
sugar.
Ginger. It's the ginger, man.
Got a
it's the sugar.
Too, right?
What's that?
Ginger has a positive.
Yeah. That's what says it.
It's the sugar.
Anyway, let's talk cars.
Cars.
I have this Taycan, and I realized I hadn't spent any time in the Taycan, and Beverly Hills Porsche asked me if I wanted to take a Taycan for a week. I said, yes, I have it. I've been enjoying it. Not just enjoying it, really loving it. You guys have driven it, right?
I actually have a Taycan Turbo S right now.
You do?
I didn't bring it because the battery's dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
you were mobbing?
Oh, because I went up Angeles Crest. Yeah.
But it's not.
No, not dead. No, it's just I drove.
You're out of juice.
I drove 60 miles and I used 200 some odd miles of range.
That
and,
was my experience.
Yeah. And if you drive it really, really fast.
Yeah, it turns out horsepower uses energy, whether it's fuel or electricity.
Oh, if you're jamming on it.
If you mob up Angeles Crest at pace.
Keep that right on.
If you're going up at Angeles Crest or anywhere at real pace, you're going to go through some juice.
And to be fair, I've been using it as a family car, and it was fine. It I didn't even use, like, I used it all week long, picking the kid up, going here,
going
there.
Right.
But I fully charged it yesterday, went up this morning, and came down with not a lot of range left.
Yeah.
So
if you're using all 700 of the horsepower,
I was.
That's then, if you're using all of it. Yeah. But I kept hearing that, you know, on full charts, it's actually doing a little better than stated, right? That people were getting 290.
Yes, if you drive like a normal person.
Yeah,
I see.
Sugar
I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I got 300 in a 4S. 300 miles on a charge.
Wow.
I'm going to fire up this gold-plated joint, if you don't mind.
That is, you're literally going to smoke gold.
Yes, I am. It's one of your cool lighters. All
right. Look at him.
Take a picture
Look
of that.
Look at this. He's lighting gold. A gold marijuana
pretty
reefer.
Pretty baller.
As we enter the Cheech and Chong part of the
podcast.
Shout out to
so good.
Tradecraft Farms, the official ganja of the Smoking Tire
Do you
podcast.
Smoke pot too, Johnny?
No. I quit smoking pot in college.
I'll send you home with some.
No.
Start again. I recommend it.
No.
Well, I want to talk about this car.
Yes,
for a second, since it's a car podcast.
You don't want to talk about gold,
well,
rap, marijuana.
In about 10 minutes,
and
he's not going to be able to speak over there, so I want to get his opinion. Look at him smiling. Okay,
you're at my house.
A couple of things. I love this car. If I were going to get an electric car for myself, this is it. hands down, this is the one I'm going to get.
It's the best electric
car. It's substantial. It drives like a Porsche. It's cool. It makes it has some little issues that I wondered if you guys noticed.
Yes, yes, we noticed.
Like the Jetson noise.
You can turn it off.
You cannot. You
yes,
can turn it. You can turn it down, but you cannot turn it off.
You can, sure turn you it, can turn it off.
You can turn
in
it
Sport
down.
Sport Plus, I feel like it's on. And it's I don't on. Think you can turn it off in Sport Plus. However, yeah, yeah. in Sport and Normal, you can turn it off. I believe that's true.
I am almost certain
and
I turned
you,
it
and
off.
And you can make an individual. There's an individual setting where you yes. can be Sport Plus with it off.
If but, you find if you have that setting, you show it to me. Because what you can do is you can make it louder or softer, but there is no turn off. Now, alternately, depending on who's in, don't get me high, man.
Okay. Spike.
The, you know, whoever I have in the car kind of dictates how much I like the noise. Because there's some drives where I love the noise and I like being George Jetson and driving around. Or when I picked up my son from school today, he was like, this is great. What kind of car is this? It makes a great sound. And then I'm driving, running errands by myself. And I'm like, God damn, this sound. It's a really interesting relationship with sound. The glass roof. When it's sunny out.
Should be shot, yeah.
Yeah, that's tricky here in Southern California.
They all do that.
Does the Cross Turismo get a shade?
You're the only one here who drove it.
I don't remember if the Cross Turismo got a shade. And the Cross Turismo I drove was Euro spec with a solid roof that is not going to be available in the U.S.
That's the new horrible thing that's happening. Yeah. So all Alfa Romeos in the U.S. now are glass roof.
Yeah.
All RS6s and RS7s, glass roof. So probably it's a glass roof.
Why not a little button that changes it electronically to make it darker?
That's very expensive. And the LCD tinting is very
expensive.
Yeah,
like on the McLarens.
Expensive.
But okay. how about this? A metal roof.
Yeah, I know.
or a piece of cloth.
Yeah.
You know, like,
let's go old interesting.
Yeah, yeah, no, so I actually enjoy the Space Jetson's noises in the Taycan. They don't bother me, and I find them to be kind of fun. I have a Mach-E, which you saw outside. And it makes a similar Space Jetsons noise when you're going slowly, when you're moving around. So I think part of the reason it does it is for safety, right? So if pedestrians hear something. And so there may be I'm not trying to say your experience wasn't your experience. There may be a setting we can fuck with. But I think it's a permanently on at parking lot speeds so that pedestrians hear you creeping.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. I wonder, though, I was thinking, when the car was first invented, when we were all in horse-drawn carriages, did people complain about the motor noise?
Yes.
Of this?
Oh, yeah.
Did they go, what is this new thing?
The
what
noise,
am I hearing?
Yeah, people bitched about the noise. They sounded scary, and they were smoky and backfiring.
I've heard that
the
single cylinder.
Wagon
yeah, that thing's horrible
yes,
sounding.
Yeah. Yeah, and cars just didn't sound good.
And then remember, electric cars were dominant for a couple of years before the gas engine took over.
And they were silent at the time. Yeah. Obviously, they didn't have little speakers going.
So maybe we're just all acclimating. Because now, Erica test drove the Model Y and kind of went, oh, I don't know if I like this. But all the things she pointed out about it were just the qualities of an electric car. Regenerative braking, the silent, the air moving over the car. was just like, well, hey, this is just the future. And you can embrace it now or embrace it in 3 years. But everything's going this way. And the things you're talking about, I believe, in 2 weeks, you'll be so happy and you'll go, why did I even use a brake pedal before? I don't have to use it. You know what I mean?
On the Ford, when my wife drives it, she doesn't like one pedal. She likes the car to coast.
I don't think many people do.
And I do like one pedal if I'm in the city. I turn it off when I'm on the highway. In the city, I like it. When I go back to the Taycan, which coasts more.
It coasts a lot more. Yeah.
Or if I turn off one pedal, which you can do in the Ford.
Right.
It coasts. And it feels fine. It doesn't feel weird. But in the city, once you get used to that one pedal, it's hard to go back.
It's hard to go back, right?
I was going to say, the Model Y, whoever tuned that, the guy's a genius because, to me he's a genius because right when I take my foot off the brake, when I see a red light to start hitting, or off the gas to start hitting the brake, that's how they tuned it. So that's how that one pedal on the Model Y, it's the best I've ever experienced. It's crazy.
As you come to a stop. As you're coming to a stop.
It just does what I would do. It's tuned the way I drive.
You know,
for just by total coincidence. But back to the Taycan. I'll be the the turd in the punch bowl. This is my first time in the Turbo S, to use Matt's phrase, mobbing it up Angeles Crest. And I was a little underwhelmed. I was, it's fast as hell. It's ridiculous.
It's like, heavy.
How
do you mob something that's heavy?
Well, because it has all the horsepower in the known universe.
The most insane torque vectoring ever.
Yeah, but, okay, so.
Super sharp.
It was on Goodyears, so I don't know what that's about. Yeah, it was on Goodyear Eagle.
I drove
F1.
It on P0s or something.
So I'll throw that out there.
Yeah.
It's a 20. It's not a 21, and I know they've done a lot of stuff.
Do you mean a model year or the wheel size?
The model year. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But up to 8/10ths-ish, it was good, and then when you really push it, it was like a little plowy, and then it was a little snappy, and then it was like not happy in corners, and it was fast as hell. I mean, it was unbelievable the pace you can set in the thing. But I was like, if my Panamera drove like this, I'd take it in for an alignment. You know what I mean?
That's not the experience I had.
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, but it was, I was like, yeah. And also, I was probably thinking about the $201,000 price tag, which is, you know.
It's very expensive.
It's high. I would like to drive a 21 because I know, like, with the Cross Turismo, the station wagon, they made so many changes developing that, and they put them all back into the regular Taycan. So I've heard.
You know what? You want to know an interesting little problem I'm having with it? There's one speed bump on my street where I bottom out in the center of the bottom of the car.
Oh, no. You high center?
No matter how slow I'm going, it goes, ugh.
Did you raise it?
Did you raise the suspension?
You can, but
it'll geofence. It geofences.
Yeah.
This one has been geofencing.
Oh,
this
really?
Is a 2020, I think.
This one, it's funny you say that. This one does intermittent geofencing, meaning
this hasn't done it once.
Sometimes when I hit raise, it says, "Do you want to remember this?"
Right,
but like
right.
At my street, for some reason, it won't do that.
Well, hopefully they'll update it because this car doesn't have that. But yeah, it definitely would need that. I don't know, but still, there's nothing.
Is it possible to get a turbo without air suspension?
I have
is that turbo.
No idea.
It has air suspension, right? It's height adjustable.
Mm-hmm. Yours? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're all air suspension.
Yeah,
I think it's for fuel economy
settings.
Because at X miles an hour, it drops down in
the
low.
Base one might not be air suspension.
Well, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Do you have this annoying menu at the top? Do you want to log on as a guest or do you want to log on as a
user?
Yeah,
if you owned the car, wouldn't happen.
I downloaded some
Porsche
app. That's
press car problems.
Yeah,
go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no. I downloaded, like, it's called, like, Porsche Connect, and it solves all that shit.
Yeah.
You just set up a thing on your phone.
I don't want to do that.
I have the. You're not going to do it for press cars. No,
right.
A press car, you got to deal with the headache. But like, I have the Ford app right now, so it's not invasive. I'm not using the thing as a key.
Right, right.
But I can remote start, and it shows me like how much charger I've got left. It's at 97% charge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's.
Here's what I love about it, because I don't think I really said that. The speed, the quickness, the fastness, being on the highway, knowing that you're faster than most cars out there.
Yeah.
The electric car things of laughing at the people at the gas station. But also the cool factor of the exterior design of that car. I took a shot, you can check it out on my Instagram, of just a piece of the Zagato and then the Taycan right behind it. And you can see the relation.
Yeah.
You know, Porsche really nailed it with this. And they finally made something... A car that has a personality, an electric car. Because I haven't driven or had not driven an electric car ever that made me want to get back into it a second time after I drove it. I always loved it. I thought it was fun, but I never craved it. And the Taycan...
You really want to drive like a shit bag, too?
What's that?
If you want to drive like a piece of shit, the Taycan is the correct vehicle for that.
It's a winner.
Is the way to go really, really fast.
And
as opposed to like in a Hellcat.
I'll just be the minority report here because I mean the Taycan's great. I mean if I had one it would be an awesome car to have. But
get one.
I like the Mach-E and the dual motor Mach-E, I should say, not the one motor, but the dual motor Mach-E and the Model Y. Only the Model Y. Both those I'm like, these are rad. I love these as cars. They're both great.
I am having a great time with my Mach-E. I have no regrets. And I have the rear wheel drive.
Oh, you do?
Mine's long range rear wheel drive.
Oh, okay.
And you can
You like it?
Yes. Okay. You can drift it.
Yeah.
You off means off.
Yeah.
And that entrance ramp on the 90, I can drift.
Okay.
And it is fun as fuck.
So I was up at Newcomb's with the Mach-E, and my friend had an E39 M5, and he's a good driver, and he chased me down the hill, and I was like a tenth quicker through every corner than he was.
Yeah.
And I was like, how fast were you driving? And he goes, I was about 9.5 out of 10.
Pretty good.
He goes, if I was late braking, I maybe could have caught you. But I'm like, that's amazing. This is not the Mach-E GT. This is just the plain old Mach-E.
This is the car that I have to get groceries in. It's not the car that I'm even taking to Newcomb.
So I loved it.
Nice.
I'm
Spike, you should drive this thing.
I would love
you
to.
You should drive the Ford.
Well, I have a bit of breaking news here.
Oh. Oh, boy.
It's an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your pubic service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for.
It's the good,
Manscaped
Matt and I
engineering
are the two
team
hairs, guys.
Has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0. As you remember, we had the 3.0. Now we have the 4.0 trimmer, which is now, right now, available for purchase in the United States and Canada. Sorry, England. Sorry, Australia, Nepal. Sorry, just in the United States and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped. I'm one of them. With this exclusive offer for you right now, Spike's Car Radio listeners, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SPIKE911 at manscaped.com. Spike, my name, my favorite car, 911 at manscaped.com. I can tell you, I'm one of the first people who have tried this new 4.0. And let me just show Johnny and Matt what I've done. Here, check this out. What do you think? Huh? I'm as bald as a ping pong ball.
One's
look at that.
A lot lower than the other. That's kind of weird.
Sorry about my small penis, but really, the craftsmanship and the details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems as if Manscaped worked with Elon Musk's engineers to ensure your testicles are as safe as possible.
That's not a good metaphor.
Bullshit.
Like, we're talking about precision trimming.
They have no idea how you feel about Elon Musk.
I know that the lawnmower trimmer is good, but the fact
of
the matter is
the
fit and finish on a Tesla.
Hold on.
It's not good.
Host. Oh, now it says host to talk about funny grooming accidents. I can tell you I don't have accidents because I use the Manscaped 3.0 and now I've used the Manscaped 4.0 and I feel very comfortable now. I'm not worried when I'm trimming down below the belt. And if you'll recall, I wrote Seinfeld episodes about this in the 90s because men just weren't talking about trimming themselves, right? Remember Kramer when he opened up his bathing suit and poof?
Yeah, the butt, the huge
I wanted to show it. Yeah, they wouldn't let us show it. But I wanted him to have a pubic afro that was just giant. It would go pop open just like that. Anyway, you guys got to go get one of these Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0s. It is really incredible. It's got a little light on it. It's perfection. Go to manscaped.com, Spike911, manscaped.com, Spike911. Big question for you guys.
Yes.
Elon Musk, Saturday Night Live. Are you going to watch? What are your thoughts on it, Johnny?
I've hacked into Matt's home security camera, and I'm going to watch him watch it. I honestly
want to know your opinion. Do you have one?
I mean, you know, they had Steve Forbes introduce Rage Against the Machine, so I want to see who the band is. That's my opinion.
It's Miley Cyrus, Matt Farah.
I mean,
the machine introducing Rage Against the Machine.
I literally can't follow that. I've got nothing.
I really want to know what you think.
You're right. They did. They did have Steve Forbes.
And he was all excited.
And he was about it.
And Trump has been on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
I know.
There's lots of it. You know, and I used to work on Saturday Night Live. I understand what they're doing. But you're a big Elon Musk critic.
Yes.
How do you feel about it? Why are people upset, first of all, in your opinion?
Who's upset?
A lot of people are upset.
I wouldn't say I'm upset, but I think that we have as a country, a really bad habit of whitewashing the reputations of really bad people that are like...
Why is he a really bad person?
Labor law violations, misleading claims about cars that drive themselves.
Well, I would say sending people into a COVID factory during COVID.
There's another
that
one.
That was some bullshit.
COVID denial and or COVID making people go to work.
That's the one. Like, you can...
There were hundreds of cases.
Yeah.
And the other thing is,
if you have 87 billion Twitter followers and you're denying COVID, that's, he should be banned from Twitter. The same way the other
but
guy
But isn't
was.
He the Howard Hughes of our generation?
Howard Hughes is a really bad guy. Let me just make it clear.
Yeah,
he was. While it's fun to talk about Howard Hughes as sort of this fictional fucking...
He was a deeply flawed man, but he also...
Real bag of shit.
He had one trick that I liked.
But he's legendary. So, and Elon Musk is a similar guy. He's deeply flawed, but he's legendary. And he has accomplished a lot, too, at the same time. I'm just saying, it's a comedy show. Everybody, the
he's
world.
He's also not that funny. He's not very funny.
He's not funny in any way.
He's terribly unfunny.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
asking Twitter
funny.
For
he
sketches.
He thinks he's very funny.
He's on Twitter asking for sketch ideas, which is already a bag. That's a legal bag
it's
of.
Horrible.
That's a big problem if anybody goes, hey, that was my sketch that you did. Yeah.
Well, he is notorious for. There was a story that came out, I mean, incredibly recently that he. Crapping on him for basically stealing memes and uncrediting, not crediting
yeah,
artists.
Okay. But what is, what, okay, answer this question. What is TV all about?
Stealing each other's ideas.
Ratings. Oh. Right? It's all,
yeah, of course.
At the end of the day, about ratings. I think all shows and people are grappling with the ethical questions of entertainment now, which is different. I think it's certainly different than when I first started out. And it's valid. Right. And here we are in an interesting moment where, you know, cast members have been given the option to not perform and not be
anyone
a part of it.
Anyone take them up on that? We know.
No, but, you know, when it comes to like a politician being on, I can understand that. Like, you know, with a, whenever you're hitching your wagon to any politician, it can go wrong a year later when, say, you go to war on false pretenses and there you are yucking it up with one of those guys. I would not.
Well, but Elon's
I would not,
not a politician, but,
exactly.
He's on that level of powerful enough where he can do some real damage. And I think some of these cast members that are like, hey, let's not fucking glorify this guy as some kind of like goofy billionaire playboy, you know, pseudo Marvel character, because he's actually like a total creep. He's lying
but,
to people.
Do you know how many comedians are total creeps and
yeah,
people who have hosted
them.
That show?
All of them.
Do you know how many actors
yeah,
are total
like,
creeps
I'm not
that
trying
have hosted
to,
that show?
Yes, but I'm... yes, that is true, but we're talking about this guy right now.
Right.
That like, though I'm not saying
I just don't think it's valid. I don't understand.
Because
Because, you know, when I ask and I think about it, like, what is the thing that he's done? You've mentioned a few things, right? And I get that. You know, and I follow him on Twitter, and I've seen the bullshit, and I don't agree with it, and the COVID stuff, for sure.
For me, it was bad the COVID stuff, though.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
That was, to me, like,
but
you're
But does that
you're
mean you can't host an episode of a comedy
well,
show
no,
that doesn't
but, well,
take itself
maybe,
seriously?
Here's the thing. Look, here's the thing. If
I don't know that it does.
So like, you know, he's got enough money.
I think it does.
He's got enough money.
But then you don't watch that night.
That's
I'm not going to watch. That's I'm not
really
I,
you're not at least bit curious.
No,
I know Matt well enough to know he's not the least bit curious.
I'm not the least bit curious. I'm not.
Nor am I.
I couldn't give any less
years,
of a fuck
so.
Of watching someone who's not funny try to attempt improv. I've been
yeah,
to
I
horrible
say,
open mic nights. I know what that looks like. I don't want to watch it.
There
on
have
television.
Been many unfunny hosts. On
yeah,
that show.
I watch that either.
Huh? My thing though is like when you force a factory worker to go to work to get sick. And we know there's 200 or so cases where people got sick. And it's a 2% mortality disease. Who knows how many people they infected that wound up dying. I think that's serious, and I think that it's the wrong message for Saturday Night Live to put him on, personally.
Okay.
It would be like having anyone who publicly denied COVID, I would feel exactly the same way.
And it not in furtherment of Johnny's point, if, yes, actors and comics and musicians are also pieces of shit, most of them individually don't have the level of influence he does. And most of them, an actor isn't always treated like some kind of genius, whereas he's treated like a genius.
Isn't he some kind of genius,
no,
though?
No, he's absolutely not. He's a
but
smart
look,
guy.
We disagree there.
He's got two viable companies here doing amazing
that
things.
That does not make you a genius. Having two companies that do things do not make it.
That's
not make
true.
You genius.
But again, but genius or not genius, to me, that crossed the line when, if you work at a factory, right, you're doing that because you want to pay your mortgage and send your kids to school. So you're literally making them make a life or death decision, you know, not for all of them, but, you know, out of 200, if it's 2%, that means four people are likely to die. And who knows how many they infected that are likely to die. And to me, that's a red line. You crossed it, and you shouldn't be on Saturday Night Live for endangering people's lives.
For how long? Are you in Saturday Night Live jail?
I feel the
how
same.
How many seasons do you have to sit out?
Two.
That's what
yeah,
I want
two.
To know. Two and, seasons?
Yeah.
Come back. 2 years.
And for the record, I feel the same way about, like, people who are involved in the Iran-Contra affair being international affairs experts on the fucking news now, you know, and stuff like that.
I watched this amazing thing the other day. It was remember the movie?
I like that. I don't mind that.
Oh, I liked it. What Oliver North has to say about the Middle East.
You know,
first
please,
joke,
can I get some more Eric Prince on the news?
Let's hear from Eric Prince. The first joke I ever wrote, Matt, was a joke about Oliver North.
Really?
Yes, he did some good in the world. He had a small hand in creating the soup Nazi in very memorable Seinfeld episodes.
Oh, because he forced him to
because
immigrate
I
to America?
Because I read that horrible story about him, and then I wrote a joke about it, and Dennis Miller did it, and now I'm here. Matt's taking a call. He's walking out.
Well, I... He's taking a call.
He doesn't realize we're podcasting anymore. That's, he's just stoned.
No, but I watched the most incredible things. Remember the movie The Day After? That crazy Reagan-era thing where Kansas got nuked and what was like... So they had ABC News had Ted Koppel hosted a panel. They had Carl Sagan, they had Buckley, they had Kissinger, they had McNamara, and they had Elie Wiesel on this panel. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. They were talking about the movie and about, you know, nukes and everything. But I'm sitting there watching this, and they have, you know, McNamara and Kissinger, who are, you know, war criminals. I mean, the Vietnam War was a criminal thing. It was horrible. We sent, you know, what, 1 million Americans over there, 60,000 died for nothing. And they're like talking about how to prevent a war. I'm like, why do they have war? So it was, it's like, I don't know.
I think the Saturday Night Live writing team, if I were on that team, I would imagine they're going to just, if Elon can suck it up and let them take their shots at him, I think it'll be a pretty good show. What makes it work is if you have a great sense of humor about your flaws.
I mean, look, if they do a sketch where he's in the backseat of a Tesla and it's crashing, that would be great.
That would be, he's like
twittering from the backseat of a Tesla as it's like plowing through a school. That would be awesome.
Oh, man.
If someone commits.
That won't happen.
That won't happen.
But it might.
It might.
I mean, I would look in the Weekend Update part of it and go, I'm sure someone's going to be there and. Because it's really a big piece of red meat for a comedy writer to just, even if you're against it, to write about why you're against it in the show somehow.
Sure.
It would be pretty great.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. It makes noise.
We could talk about it on Sunday, Bills.
Okay, we'll do that. And, of course, the people listening have already seen the show.
Oh,
and
right. I forgot about
formed
that
formed your
we're
opinions.
In the future.
Oh, we're in the future?
We're in the future.
Well, in general, if it's good, my wife will have told me, Matt, you need to see this. That's going to be it. That's
and if you're watching it on the internet, you're going to need ExpressVPN. Did you know a few decades ago, private citizens used to be largely private? What's changed? The internet and all these corporations and everybody, the guys who provide your internet, they're all tracking you. That's right. You don't need a vaccine to be tracked. You're already being tracked. But that's why I keep my data private with ExpressVPN. Did you know there are hundreds of data brokers out there whose sole business is to buy and sell your data? Think about that, sir. You, right there in the workshop, listening to Spike's Car Radio. I know you're not interesting enough to have your data sold, but apparently they're still doing it. What are you up to? Don't let me find out. You need to get ExpressVPN. When I use it, I'm given a random IP address shared by other ExpressVPN customers. That makes it more difficult for third parties to identify me and harvest my data. But what if all those people are doing things they shouldn't be doing? I get blamed?
What I was going to say, when I saw the photo of your wife giving birth, was that ExpressVPN?
That's ExpressVPN. It saves the good shots for Johnny.
That's ExpressVGN.
Wow.
And the best part is how easy ExpressVPN is to use, and I can tell you that. You just download it. It automatically connects when you're on, and you have a variety of countries that you can connect to, and you can watch Saturday Night Live in different languages. It'll, you know, watch Saturday Night Live from Korea. It's cool. Check out ExpressVPN. Go to expressvpn.com/spike911, 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 and note that I use it on all of my devices now. It's awesome. You know, another story that piqued my interest that I'm sure you guys saw was this cash-filled Toyota Land Cruiser in South Africa. Did you guys see this video?
No.
Have you not seen this video?
I watch
Holy
all Land
shit.
Cruiser videos.
Two guys.
I have the Google alert set for both Land Cruiser and Land Cruiser. How I missed it, I'll never know.
This, I can't believe you haven't seen it because it's everywhere from Jalopnik. I'm sure Road and Track covered it. It is a...
I know how Johnny missed it, if that's where it's
Motor Trend.
Okay, keep going.
This is a dash cam.
Unless it was like a cigar blog or Watchfinder, I probably missed it this week.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe I should show it to you.
It's a dash cam
video. Too long to show you, but it's a dash cam. You know how South Africa has a lot of trouble with crime?
Yeah.
A little bit,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, when we were last with them, somebody invented the flamethrower outside the driver's door to burn the carjackers.
The old Joe Berg car alarm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is their newest video, and it's a dash cam of a Brinks driver, a guy with money in his car, driving, steering wheel, right-hand drive, and a guy with an M16 or an AK-47. And they're on a highway, and it's quiet, and suddenly, I think a Ford Ranger pickup truck passes them, but suspiciously pulls ahead, and then another smaller car just lays some automatic gunfire right into the guy's head, bulletproof glass. And then he does a series of evasive maneuvers.
The driver
on the highway. It's one of the most, it's like such a compelling piece of car chase, carjack video.
And what is the other guy doing when he's the evasive
shooting
maneuver
at him? The other
he's
guy loads his M16, but he says, don't roll down the window. And they just a minute ago put in the POV facing forward. This fucking guy, his name is Leo Prinsloo. Aside from being an incredible driver, the pickup truck guy gets out with his handgun, and this guy tries to run him over on the highway. He runs right at him. The guy goes,
does he hit him?
Huh?
He hits him?
No. The guy jumps off the road while the other car starts.
I love when anyone tries to stand on foot against a vehicle.
That's my favorite.
Your math is so fucking off.
He's standing like this, and the guy, he could have gone to the right around the stop truck in the highway. Yeah. He goes right at the guy. But there were some pedestrians who were also, by the way, running like Godzilla was chasing them. It is a wild, wild scene that made me want to go to South Africa and be a guy like that guy. It's what? Really an impressive, scary, fun thing to watch. You guys have to watch
it. Okay.
You'll see what I'm talking about. It's really a nice...
By the way, South Africa's a really nice place to visit, in case you're wondering.
Sure.
I've never been.
Cape Town rules.
I've never been.
They have
never
some
been
of the coolest car chases. Well, if you
they
guys
have cool
haven't
cars.
Seen it.
I mean, I follow the Porsche scene down there. It's pretty right on.
I'm telling you, Cape Town is one of the coolest cities I've ever been to. It's incredibly awesome.
Why?
It's very beautiful. Uh-huh. It's very modern. There is excellent food, really, really good food. They really care about their restaurants and their food. There's great, great car culture, great music culture, lots of hiking and outdoors. And it's approximately the latitude of like Sonoma, but on the south. So there's a wine country right outside, like an hour outside Cape Town, that has some of the best wines you'll ever taste in your life.
Wow.
They're very difficult
now, that
to get
I've
in America.
Had, that I've had a
South
lot.
African wines
very
are
good.
Super
very
sleepers.
Good. Very good. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Whenever you see a South African wine on the menu, go for it. It's a super sleeper. Yeah.
Well, apparently,
by the way, have you ever seen Israeli wine on the menu?
Oh,
skip
really?
It. No, skip it. Oh, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, worse.
What about gefilte?
Whatever you can drink.
What about gefilte fish?
I
skip
love
that.
I'm all in.
I fuck with that a couple times a year.
I'm all in on gefilte fish.
I fuck with whitefish salad a couple times a year, too.
Explain what gefilte fish is.
Slimy fish meatball shaped like a grenade.
Yeah, I mean, that's about right. That's pretty good.
So good.
I'm so happy.
You
gotta
put a lot of horseradish
that.
On it, but
like
it's so
imagine
good.
A chicken nugget, but not breaded and not fried,
and blown up to humongous
and 8x the size.
And why do we eat this?
You eat it on Passover for various reasons.
To feel suffer. Bad about yourself, basically.
To suffer?
That's all the Catholics would let us eat.
Grandparents make their kids eat it so you go, wow, life's better now. We don't have to only have to eat this once a year instead of every night
for dinner.
We
have the little Eucharistic wafer. That's what we get, that little piece of bread.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's not,
yeah.
You want to dip it in something. Yeah, they never give you like a little hummus to have with it.
They started selling those in Erewhon now for 20.
They did?
Yeah, as rice crackers. They're like $25 a case.
But they're not called Eucharistic wafers.
Yeah, but they are, though.
Body of Christ.
That would be really cool.
They're vegan, non-GMO. Not gluten-free, and they're $35
a
box.
But if it's the body of Christ, it's GMO. I mean, right? It's, that's been modified.
Coming to Trader Joe's.
BOC. It's BOC. It's body of Christ.
Eucharistic wafers. I would definitely
it's non-GMO, but it's yes, BOC.
Yeah.
That's
sure. Hey, let's
So who's Aston Martin is
that's
in the driveway?
Me.
Oh, that's you?
That's me. The most important thing about it is the top goes down.
What is it? Tell everybody what it is.
It's the Aston Martin Vantage Roadster, and the top goes up or down in less than 7 seconds, which is life-changing for a convertible.
It's super fast.
It's like it's so good because you can just make the decision, you know what? I'm stopped at this light. I can just put it down or up. I don't have to worry about like, oh, shit, I'm halfway through and I have 21 seconds to get through.
I don't think there's enough attention paid to how much you don't want to be the shitbag that holds up traffic at the light because your top mechanism is still reassembling itself.
It's the first world problem, but it's great. If you're in a Targa, like a Porsche Targa, that's like 7 minutes, right?
You know? Yeah, well, you have to be stopped. You can't put it up and down.
This you can do up to 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Less than 7 seconds.
It's Johnny, how many cars really do you get?
How many
press cars do you have all at once?
I mean, you know, it varies, but many.
But all
many.
Of them. The answer, the answer is still all of them.
Many press cars.
And you leave them in the driveway of your house?
Well, it's not the driveway. I live at like a dead end that you can't see.
So you leave them on the street?
They're on a. It's a private street. It's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah.
No, I know it's fine.
What
I'm just.
What Spike is doing is called hating.
Yeah,
I am not. Okay. No.
It's okay because I hate too sometimes.
I want it. Here's.
I love the fact that Farah, who has literally a vault of cars,
yes,
like 2 feet over there, is hating on me for having an electric
Look,
Porsche.
I had the GT3 last week. I'm okay.
Yeah, let me be clear. Yeah. I am not hating on you. Right. I want to know how far I can push. The press car thing that I have going on.
There are diminishing returns when you have more than one press car.
What are they?
Like, if it's a good car and you only have so many places to go. If it's a good car, you want to be driving that car. If you've got more than one car and you've only got a week, you might not get to drive the car that you wanted to
be. He seems
to
have a great time with
all these things. Well, he gets his cars for a long fucking time.
I'll give you a for instance, though. I'm not even going to give you a for instance. Yeah, I get a lot of cars. It's an embarrassment of riches, but, you know.
That's what Motor Trend is.
It's what I do for a living. That's how I make my mortgage payments.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no truth to the fact that you're trying to buy a 992 Cabriolet right now.
I'm
getting calls from salesmen going, tell Johnny to buy it through me.
Yeah.
And his wife, Lola.
So who
is this other Johnny Lieberman?
I'd love to meet him and his wife, especially.
Dr. Jonathan Lieberman.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who he is. Yeah. I just sued his ass. That's not his wife, by the way. That's his paramour, his guma. Zuckerman, what are you doing here? Shut up, Ferriston.
My friend was a Porsche salesman in Greenwich back when I was living on the east side, and he told me about a very good client of his who would regularly buy his new, regularly lease his new girlfriend's, a Boxster, or Boxster S, and, oh, honey, we're going to put it in your name to build your credit.
By the way,
if you leave me, we're going to stop making the payment. You're going to default.
That's fine.
You'll default on this box.
I know a guy, and I'm going to try and do this without outing anyone, but like when everything collapsed and the bill collectors came, they're like, why do you have 18 silver front-wheel drive Audi A4s leased? And the move was you go to the strip club, you meet a girl, and like, hey, I'll give you an Audi.
That is so sad. That is so
I'm
pathetic.
Sorry. Are you serious? 18?
18.
18 was a real 19. Number.
Yeah.
This dude was.
Yeah.
This dude.
Yeah.
Boober. Yeah. He was running Boober. He basically had a fleet of strippers running around.
He had a fleet of strippers.
Come on.
Yeah.
Did he have a fleet insurance policy?
You could get those front-wheel drive A4s.
By the way,
like
you just titled
99.
The episode of this show. This episode will be called Boobers.
You could get, at the time, you could get the front-wheel drive silver A4 for like $1.99 a month. Right? And if you're making a good
Johnny,
living...
Johnny, I've got so many questions right now.
I can't answer any of them.
No, you... Do you know this guy pretty well?
I know his... Well, I shouldn't even say this.
You don't even have to say his name, but do you have a familiarity with him personally?
I can pick him out of a lineup, and I know family member of his well.
And what was he Hilarious. Getting? Do you happen to know what he was getting out of this, aside...
Strippers. A harem of strippers.
But on his first move in the stripper...
Apparently, it was a pretty early move.
he would say,
yeah. Pretty early move.
In the champagne room, when or you did got, he do
when,
it out
when
front?
When you got to turn a stripper into a hooker, it costs some money to do that.
So this
they
was
call the, that the river.
So this was...
After you make it rain, it floods.
So
it's flooding outies.
He gives him some money, but in the club, he's like, I'd like to take you home, and that involves you getting an Audi A4.
That involves you getting in your Audi A4
yeah, I don't
and
know.
Driving us back to your
but what,
place.
I don't know, like...
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know the actual move. I just know when everything collapsed and the forensic accountants came in, they're like, you have 18 current leases.
Are
on
you implying this
A4.
Person defaulted on 18 leases?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Oh, big time. Big time. Defaulted. And I will
now
say
he
this.
He needs help with his credit. I would guess.
I'm probably going to get shot when this episode
he
goes
now,
live.
He now works at the club.
But the 18 Audis were the least of his financial problems.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's move. Amazing. I mean,
it's its own Netflix story. Let's do a doc series.
Imagine keeping track of all that.
I don't think he was, clearly. I think he was just calling girls he wanted to be with. And, you know, can you imagine just the level of car issues he dealt with? I mean, just, you know, when you lease a car for your wife, the number of phone calls you get, like, oh, hey, honey, can now you've got strippers calling you going, oh,
my God.
I fucked the wheels up again. What?
Oh,
which car is this? Car 14.
X multiplier.
This car, hold on, I have car 9 on. Hold on, oh, I got an accident. Oh, fuck, hold on, this car 14
he's running a fleet company.
You think,
yeah.
You think the girl's like, why does mine say 16 on the windshield? Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Hi, we have cars 3 and 4. They were towed. Why are you calling me? Your name's on the lease, sir.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I want this guy's going to come on the podcast. He can come on anonymously. He can come
like
on and talk about it.
I see VinWiki. Ed Bolian is like chomping at the bit right now.
But I want to hear.
You should probably cut this out. I'm probably going to get shot.
No.
I mean, come on.
No. You did not identify him other than the fact that there's a spearmint rhino with 14 of the same car in the parking lot. There's no way to find this guy except for the how many? 16?
Imagine opening
18.
Imagine
Audi
opening
A4 in the
a
front
strip
lot.
Club in Tampa called the Silver A4.
Like, Silver Audi, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
versus the white
club.
Jetta.
That's right.
You're
heard
right,
of
Matt.
Just the tip. It's
you
just
are
the
right.
A4.
He could have pivoted right into a rideshare drive thing right from that yeah. to make the money back. Boober, you have the app. It's Hooters.
It's Uber.
It's a topless Uber. What? Yes.
I mean, it's
life.
You know,
gives you lemons. It's an inflection point. He could have turned that into gold. Gold, man.
Yes, I'm going to depreciate these A4s. And all the glitter
Holy
inside
shit.
Them.
Every time I think I've heard it all, I hear a new... Is this a Hollywood person?
Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
I don't know. I kind of admire the guy. I don't think he should be upset
I mean,
with you at all.
You know.
I kind of admire
I think he was divorced at this point.
I hope. He is now, for sure.
I think he was divorced, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really wild.
Yeah.
That is really wild.
Pretty wild.
I'm a little... I'll tell Zuckerman about it, but he would
love this story. Oh, Zuckerman will be taking notes.
Yeah, yeah. He would love this story.
$1.99 a month, huh?
He's like, times 18.
Zuckerman is a happily married man. He would never do such a thing, but he would admire it just
in what state
like
this
I
did.
How do you know it's not me, Spike?
Because
they would have been B&W, Zuckerman.
Can I pivot? What are you guys... I just was up in Monterey yesterday. For an Acura thing, and I can't talk about the car. I know I'm so sorry to disappoint you. I can't talk about an Acura, but Laguna Seca is always lovely. And
even the Acura people don't care about Acuras. But go ahead,
no,
yes,
John, we love you.
My review will come out on the 20th, but it made me think about like, wow, I really want to go to Pebble Beach this August.
Yeah, me too.
Yes,
are
I'm
you
going.
Planning on going?
Yeah, yeah.
You are. You're
I'm,
going.
I think I'm going to go. I think. Well, here's the thing. I was a friend of mine. I think I can say Dr. Bobby Cho, who's the head of pediatric surgery at the Shriners Hospital. We were driving some minivans the other day, and we're talking about how California now has the low, or at least Southern California, whatever it is, has the lowest COVID rate.
Yeah.
And his point was that everyone in California who is going to get COVID already got it, and everyone who's going to get a vaccine already got it. So that's why we're at such a low rate. So I think Pebble could work.
It is going to work. It's up and running. I went to look to see who was doing forums, and all I saw was my picture all over it, but I'm not doing one. And I'm not, I have no problem with that. I'm happy. I would like to go and just hang out.
Going and not having to work is good.
It's good. Yeah, good. I sweat those things. I want them to be good for the audience, and I have to book somebody, and a lot of times Jerry helps out, and he comes up and does it, and we have a great time. But it does, it's a day of me worrying about doing a good show and forum and making sure it's fun.
I mean, for me, you know, the first time I did Pebble was like the greatest weekend of my life. I can't even explain how insane it was. I just had no idea this world existed, right?
Right, right.
And then the last 5 years or so, I've been so working with Motor Trend that it's like it's kind of a drag. Like,
yeah.
When you have to, when you know you have to like be on camera on Sunday after 4 days of like,
yeah.
Oh, that they pulled that bottle of cognac off the Titanic. I'll take another. Yeah, I'll take another. That's cool.
It's the greatest. Yeah, 100%. I'm excited about it. That.
So after shutting down the Crown and Anchor every night in a row.
I'll go. I think I'm going to go to the Quail, and I think the fellow who runs the Quail is coming on Spike's Car Radio in a beat, maybe in a couple weeks. And then, yeah, I mean, my favorite memories are hanging out with, like, you guys, smoking cigars at night, and then,
Jerry
and Paul and whoever just driving back. Highway 1 is open now.
Yeah.
We usually,
the Acura guys confirmed. He just drove it.
Yeah. Usually, I think the last couple of years, Jerry and I would like meet Leno in the morning on Sunday morning, and he would give us, you know, his encyclopedic knowledge of the cars, and you hang with him for an hour, and then we would just bolt and get out of there. And it's always been, you know, for us, it's always just about driving around and looking at the beautiful cars on the road and hearing.
What car are you going to bring?
You know, the Zagato comes to. I don't know. There's really no plan right now about
press
what
car. Got to do a press car.
No. I usually bring old.
It's
for
more
me,
fun with an old
yeah,
car.
Yeah, Pebble is about old, stupid stuff. And I think we were planning last year to bring the fragile potato chip cars, we called them, things that would most likely break. And I'm guessing if we go up, it's going to be really old stuff. And, you know,
I mean,
two days top.
I miss the days. So I invented a drink that I called the Bentley. Because Bentley paid for it. And the Bentley was, you got every flavor of Johnny Walker they had, and you just lined them up, and that was the Bentley. So you had black, red, green, gold, blue, and you drank them all, and that's the Bentley. And it was like, I don't even know the price. Horrific.
And I'm going to try to do the Audrain Concours this year, too.
I'm going with
invited up
we're
there.
We're doing that. Yeah. We're definitely doing that.
To tell them that you were coming with me. But
they know me. They know
we
me.
Should all go up there and do a show. Well, a Spike's Car Radio episode. And,
yeah, Rhode
and
Island,
have some
baby.
Fun. Right,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The whole group of
state.
Us.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
We can.
I think if all four of us went, Jerry would actually come up too, and then we'd have five of us on stage.
Because he's worried that we're going to replace him.
If we go to Rhode Island, what we do is we actually go to New York and we get the boat, and we go there by boat.
Ooh, now a plan
is
forming.
And then we could actually pick up Jerry in Long Island on the way.
I'd rather not have a stoned captain, if you don't mind, Spike.
Bro.
I'd love to live to the ripe old age of 100, and I'm not going to do that crashing into a rock with Matt Farah.
That's insulting.
Well, you know how much he loves your videos, yeah. Matt. He told you that.
I know. He said some very nice things to
me. He really loves you. He loves all of you guys. He's a dedicated car nerd.
He spent his pandemic watching car videos.
He watches more YouTube than my kids.
And then he was
sending us videos on our text thread, and I said, will you please come on and tell us your five favorite obscure YouTube car journalists? And he started sending them. They were awesome. Each one of them was guys I had never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just really into him. When he's looking for the real information, he, of course, you know,
well,
goes
I gotta
to
tell
you guys.
You, for the normal people listening, like the fact that the other weekend when, you know, we're all having breakfast together and he's like, hi, Johnny. It still blows my mind.
Ooh,
it's
listen
the
to
craziest
that.
Thing. And what
you
is
know
that?
What that is?
Well, you know, he wanted to be a car journalist, right?
No.
He said it on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That you know, when he was a kid, that's the thing he wanted to be.
I wanted to be a car journalist when I was a kid. Look
now,
at me
here
now.
You are.
Do you know what that is, Spike?
I'm listening. It sounds exotic and old at the same time.
V12 Lambo.
Not quite, but close. Hmm. It's a Ferrari GTC4 Lusso with a V12. Very good, but close, though. You did get the V12.
I got the Italian.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you can also tell because...
The new one, not the old.
The new one. I was going to say.
You can still tell Italian V12s because they scream for 90 seconds and then they calm down.
Yeah.
That's Countach nice does that.
Countach idles at 2,500 RPM for a minute or so.
It's so great.
Well, gentlemen.
I think I'm going to bring the Ferrari to Pebble this year.
Which one?
The 328.
Oh, yeah. Ferrari. Yeah, that would be great.
Ooh. Yeah.
How do you get your clothes up there?
Donnie went balls to the wall on that car.
Yeah,
It runs amazing.
But how do you get your clothes up there?
It's got a trunk, dude.
Enough for the whole...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got
and
a
even
trunk.
Dressing like all fancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we send a truck up every year, and we just load stuff up, and then we all fly up and then drive back. So
you send a truck with the cars, and truck, you fly there,
truck
and then
first.
One way at home.
Yeah, and then drive around, and then you have the option of flying home, or you can drive home. But I like to drive home. It's a great, great drive.
So
and
what I do way is to unwind. I always drive up with Schaefer, the photographer, Mike Schaefer. And so we always get some ridiculous press car. I think last time we had a convertible Huracan, which was we had to put our luggage in an Urus to get it up there. and then I stay till Monday. So Sunday night is like, I'm choking here. Sunday night's a weird night because like there's like five people left.
But yeah,
They're all very drunk and it's a lot. It's a good time. Although it changed because the Gooding auction used to be Sunday night. So you could do the Gooding auction Sunday night, but now they changed.
Yeah, it was a couple
Saturday.
Nights, right?
Yeah,
but the last night was always Sunday. And everyone, that's when you get those ridiculous $27 million Ferraris that are worth $4 million because everyone's just drunk and like, just fuck
that's
it.
The plan. Yeah, drunk billionaires. That's
it's the
plan.
It's the best.
There's going to be so much money spent.
Oh,
it's going to be hilarious.
Awesome. Yeah. It's going to be crazy. If you want to make some money, you bring a car up there, you're going to make some money. Some big money.
I'll try and sell my press car. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I would drive one. If someone offered me something fun to drive up, I would do
that.
It's
fun.
Dan Neal had the ultimate move one year. He'd got a Bentley Brooklands. It was a Brooklands to drive up there. And then he had Vespa leave a GTS 300 at his house in his Airbnb up there so he could navigate traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Which is perfect.
There
Brooklands
you go.
Is the ultimate pebble
Brooklands
car.
Is hot.
Oh, my God. That's,
yeah.
That's I just brought my car. DeLorean one year.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. I did the Million Mile Lexus one year. That was fun. And then I did an Aston Martin Vanquish, I believe it was, Volante press car.
If you've never seen it or Pebble or Monterey Car Week, it's like spring break. Everywhere you go, there are car events. It's nonstop.
And everywhere you go, there's like... crazy shit on the street driving around. Like,
that's the thing. Like if there's a one of one car and you're like, oh, that's got to be a replica. No, actually, it can't be a replica.
Yeah.
That's it. That's actually
and then
that
a bunch
one
of
car.
Sick, sick car geeks. It's oh, the yeah, sickest yeah. of the sickest. And then when they all find each other, it's like when all the munchkins found themselves in the Wizard of Oz set. It's just insanity. They didn't know they existed. There's so much munchkin fucking going on, Spike. Shut up, Zuckerman. Those little guys going at each other. Yeah, all night long. And I'm filming it. Zuckerman, why would you say such a horrible thing? Shut up, Spike. Anyways, you guys got to check it out. That's all the show we have for you. It's a nice, quick little show. We've already done an hour here. I don't want to go a little longer. We all have evening plans. Thank you, Matt Fair, for allowing us into your West Side collector car storage.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now filled to the brim with cars.
Yeah, sold out. Thanks for coming
soon
by.
To be opening locations all over the world with different Matt Farahs hired. He's going to genetically copy himself and put other Matt Farahs so the quality stays the same in the service. Johnny Lieberman, the king of Motor Trend. Once again, thank you for being on the show, sir. And we'll see all of you next week. Zuckerman will be back. And that's all we got. See you later, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday. And be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time.
or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.